We're back here on The Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. Coming up, we're going to talk baseball with some of our high school baseball players on the year. But right now, it's time to lead off with softball. Joining us now is a senior pitcher for the BGM Bears. They are having a decent season so far, 8-10, so maybe they wish they had a few more wins on the year. They might have had a few more wins if their starting pitcher had been healthy all year long. I know, Kelsey, you've gone through some injuries this year. Senior for BGM, Kelsey Lent with us here on 1410 KGRN. And, Kelsey, how are you feeling now as you get towards the last couple of weeks of the regular season?
My leg is finally starting to get better, so we're getting back on the track with that. But we're doing good.
Very good. And I know that a big pitching performance for you earlier this week against Colfax Mingo. They're a darn good softball team. You throw a one-hit shutout against the Tiger Hawks with 11 strikeouts. I'm sure that really felt good to get a game like that.
Yeah, that felt really good to come back to after being off for a little while with pitching, coming back that strong.
So let's backpedal to the start of the season. I mean, early on, you threw a five-hit shutout against Montezuma. That was back on May 22nd. But then the next game against East Marshall, I think that's when you got hurt. Kind of explain what happened there.
Well, so I got hurt in our first game, and it started, like, my groin started pulling in the middle of that game. But I didn't tell anybody about it until the East Marshall game. And it got really, really bad. Like, I'd pitched every day after I did it, and I still hadn't told anybody. And then my coaches finally noticed, and they made me talk to our athletic trainer. And he was like, yeah, you strained your groin. You're probably going to be out for, like, 2 weeks minimum. So.
Oh, well, that must have stung a little bit.
Yeah, that's not exactly how I wanted to start my senior season.
No, not really. But, well, I guess maybe it's impressive that you threw a five-hit shutout against Monty with a strained groin. So what did you have to do after that? I mean, that's one of those injuries where you pretty much just have to do nothing for a time.
Yeah, I didn't pitch for like 2 weeks, and then I played first base, so I was still contributing a little bit, but I would ice and take like Tylenol or ibuprofen and pretty much just anything to try and get myself better, but.
Yeah, well, so you didn't do anything pitching, but you were still able to play in the field, and you have a big bat as well, so that was batting .436 on the year. But then you came back in early June, right, threw a shutout against English Valleys. Were you 100% then?
Well, I was getting there, and the athletic trainer told me I could throw a little bit then. Like, he said it would be all right to throw a little bit, and then I ended up throwing that whole game. And it started to bother me after that again, and he said that I had re-hurt it. So then we were back to square one. So,
so maybe came back a little too early.
Yeah.
But how did you feel after the Tiger Hawk game?
Oh, the second game was so, so good. It gets sore the day after I throw. But other than that, then I'll be able to throw, like, the day after it's sore, then I'll be fine again. So
basically you're all not quite 100%, but pretty darn close.
Correct. I'm like to the point where I can throw every other day and it won't bother me too bad.
All right. So the only problem is if you have back-to-back games.
Yeah.
Well, that's something to keep an eye on. And hopefully by, you know, the playoff time, you'll be ready to rock and roll. Kelsey Lent with us here on 1410 KGRN. What do you like to focus in on? What really gets you going when you know that you have a game to pitch against a big-time opponent?
I don't really just have one thing. Like, I kind of just go in knowing, like, okay, if I'm pitching that game, I just go in thinking, like, okay, like, you really need to focus in this game. Like, it's going to be a hard team, and you're going to have to put, like, everything forward on it.
Do you get up when you're playing, like, a team like Colfax Mingo that you know is pretty good, or like a Linville Sully or somebody like that?
I usually don't, like, show much emotion when I'm pitching, but Monday night when we were playing Colfax, that one was really good. I was, like, people could tell in the stands that I was excited for that one.
So a little emotional.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's cool. So how would you describe your style of pitching and the array of pitches that you bring to the table?
Well, I throw a decent speed. I'm around 60. 61 on a good day, and I throw a changeup, a knuckleball changeup, and a curveball. And I started throwing a rise ball, but that's what's been bothering my leg mostly, so I haven't been throwing that much this season. So,
how do you throw a knuckleball in softball?
I throw with three knuckles, so I put my index, middle finger, and ring finger on the ball and just push it out towards the catcher.
Okay, cool. I mean, I've seen a knuckleball and how they grip it in baseball, but I've never understood how you throw a knuckleball in softball. Does it react in softball just like it does in baseball?
It looks like a deflated, like a balloon that's deflating as it's coming towards you, if you get a good one.
If you get it. And the idea is to keep the same motion while you're throwing it so to deceive the hitter.
Yeah, but this one won't have any spin compared to the fastball.
Right.
Or it shouldn't have much spin.
Shouldn't have any spin, right. And it just looks like you're throwing a fastball and it just comes out weird. And then the bats and everybody, it's kind of like a different kind of changeup, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. How do you prepare before a start? Do you like to know a lot about your opponents and what they do, or do you just, you know, do you rely on your coaches, your sister, who's also your catcher? You know, how do you prepare for each individual start?
Well, in past years, I used to get on Quick Stats and look at the types of hitters I was facing, but that got into my head a lot. So now I just let our coaches tell me, like, what to expect, and then I just go into the game just ready to throw, not too worried about it.
I think that's a great example. I think other players should take that same example. Quick Stats can sometimes be good, but at the same time, for players, you get too much into your head. Does your sister call all the pitches? Do you get the pitches called from Coach Hulsing in the dugout? How's that work?
Yeah, Kaylee calls all my games, and she's been doing a really good job lately.
How do you mean she's been doing a really good job? Give me examples.
Like in the Colfax game, she knew exactly what to call and when to call it. Like, she was changing speeds really good. She knew, like, what hitters had done what and what pitch would be a good pitch to throw against them. Like, their third baseman for Colfax, she's a good hitter. So Kaylee knew not to call too many, like, fastballs right over the plate with her. We would have to change speeds with her. So,
how much do you think you've changed as a pitcher from when you started back as a freshman, eighth grader, even all the way up to now as a senior?
Well, I think it has gotten a lot better. Like, for me personally, I wasn't throwing as hard. I wasn't as interested in pitching as I am now. Like, it's really become something that I love to do. But now with my interest in it, I just am more focused with it, and I just take it a lot more seriously than I did now or back then.
Yeah, awesome. Kelsey Lent from BGM Softball with us here on KGRN, and you're going to get a chance to pitch even more at William Penn. What was that like, that decision like, trying to find a college and settling on William Penn?
Well, there was a couple colleges looking at me. I had a couple different offers, and at first I was verbally committed to DMAC, and they had offered me a scholarship. But then we were at the Sigourney game last year, and our coach, Jill, was like, I think you should talk to this coach. He's the coach from William Penn down in Oskaloosa. So he got a hold of me, and we talked a little bit, and he asked me to come down on a visit. And I went, and I loved it down there. Like, I didn't want to go far from home. I didn't want to go out of state, and William Penn was, like, pretty close to home, like, not far. Like, I knew where I was down there. I know my way around Oskaloosa a little bit. So it wasn't – like, that wasn't a hard decision, but then I had to call the coach from DMAC, and he wanted the best for me. Like, he wished me the best and everything, but I definitely picked the right school for me, so.
Well, I mean, I think you did, too. I mean, William Penn's a four-year school, an NAIA school. Sounds like you got a great scholarship, too, to cover tuition, and I mean, they gave you a good percentage to cover things. I mean, that's I mean, you got to think about the money, too, and that I'm sure helped the decision and made it easier, right?
Yes, that did help a lot to know that I was going to have some of that covered and not have to worry about paying a whole bunch of money back. And I'm super thankful for the scholarship that I did get.
I think that's great. What stood out the most with William Penn? What stood out with the coaching staff and Did you how much did you like the campus and how much did you get a chance to meet some of the other softball players there?
Well, yeah. So I've known the coaches for a little bit because they've been umpiring my games, like all that I've been in high school. They're from the Sigourney area, so like they've always been watching and stuff. So I knew them, and my coaches knew them, so that really helped a lot. And like I went to a camp down there, and I got to meet like all the softball players and stuff, and go on a tour. And the people down there are so nice. And like it's a small campus; it's maybe a 5-10 minute walk across campus, so it's small. And like you just are always right there in the middle of everything.
Yeah, sure. And it's just like a little bit of a longer road trip to New Sharon to play North Mahaska. You just got to go a little further to Oski to play for William Penn. What are you most excited about going to college?
To play softball, of course, and to meet new people.
Okay. Have you settled on a major yet?
Yes. I am doing elementary education. I'd like to be a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, quite the grade.
We're talking with Kelsey Lint of BGM Softball with us here on KGRN. And just to wrap it up here, Kelsey, I mean, you got some big games upcoming. The game with Montezuma has been, of course, moved to next week. I should ask you, I mean, that was a strikeout cancer event. Now you get to move that game to next week. I know that they prepared a meal and a silent auction and all that stuff, and unfortunately got rained out. Hopefully they'll be able to raise money next week. What's it like participating in that event to raise money for cancer awareness?
Well, that game is my most favorite game of the whole season. I the atmosphere during that game, like all around, is so great. But like to raise that money, it's fun because we go out with our teammates and we split up the town and we go out and have our scratch cards and raise money that way. And all the people that are there, there's so many people there to watch you. It feels really good for that game.
Yeah, and I think I know that every player gets a chance to play for somebody that that's affected them in terms of maybe a family member or a friend who's had cancer. Who do you play for in that game?
Well, me and Kaylee take turns playing for two different people. This year I'm playing for my Aunt Ruth. She passed away from cancer. So I'm playing for her. And last year I played for my Uncle Raymond, who passed away from cancer as well.
Mm. Well, very good. That's great that you and Kaylee can do that. And what's, just again to wrap it up now, what's the key for this softball team as you go down through the last couple of weeks of the season and get ready to try and make a run in the playoffs?
We need to keep hitting the ball all through the lineup like we have been. And we just need to keep our confidence up. That's our main thing, I think.
Well, very good. Well, you got a couple of games with Montezuma. Big game coming up Friday at New Sharon to as you you head to North Mahaska, not that far to where you're going to college. And big game coming up with Linville Sully and so forth. So some big games coming up. We wish you all the luck, Kelsey. It's great visiting with you again. And best of luck. And we'll hopefully talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Kelsey Lint, senior for BGM Softball, with us here on 1410 KGRN. We're talking high school baseball coming up right after this.